This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for the Beauforting Sports Buzz of the Day, where we discuss today's most buzzworthy sports story. Brought to you by Milwaukee's most buzzed about beverage. 100% natural Beauforting beer. Go all natural and drink in the boff.
The buzz going around town is that the fans' 13th annual toy drive benefiting Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest, presented by Bayview Shade and Blind, along with Annex Wealth Management, starts up next week. It runs from 6 to 6 each and every day. Extended hours on Tuesday when Hot Stove Weekly is out there with the franchise Tim Allen and former Brewer pitcher Paul Wagner. Chuck and Winkler, the Bill Michaels Show, the Wendy's Big Show, from 6 to 6 each and every day, Monday through Friday. Next week, starting up, that's December 2nd through the 6th, it's the fans' 13th annual toy drive benefiting Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest. Joining us here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, Ryan Wood, up in the Packers locker room a few minutes ago. Woody, appreciate the time today, the day before Thanksgiving.
How you guys doing? Happy Thanksgiving to you guys.
Same good to you, my brother.
I can't say that I'm doing better than Jacob Valdir, as now he has Green Bay Packer contract in hand as they pick him up off the unretired list, I guess is how you would call it, from the New England Patriots, as he decided to make a comeback a couple of days ago.
Matt LaFleur was not kidding when he said he'd look at everything that this week. they're going to look at everything, including a guy who spent all of this season retired. So Jared Valdir, he's played a lot of football. It's a really tall order for him to do anything Sunday, but I guess the chances are technically higher than 0%.
You know, looking at this team, it just all of a sudden it just feels like we have more holes than we thought that we have. Right now the you're putting the fire out now right on the offensive line. By going out and getting this guy, I'm sure they're really concerned about this offensive line right now.
They're going the wrong way if you look at the scope of the season. I mean,
right?
First games, the defense was dominant. The offense, you know, was getting better basically each week. And I think that's a good way to put it. And I know you're talking about the offensive line, but it's almost each week we're seeing more and more holes here. And
right.
Part of that is that they just played a really good team. And that's what good teams do, is they expose your holes. But what are they going to do in January except play good teams? That's what they do. So, yeah, you know, the offensive line, it's just not playing as well as it should on paper. I don't know how else to put it. Like, this offensive line, you see it on paper, it should be a lot better than what it's been on the field. And I think that they would be the very first to tell you that. Those guys get it.
Are they missing James Campman, you think?
Say that again?
Are they missing Campman, you think?
The last offensive line coach.
I think it would be hard not to. Yeah, James Campen. I think it would be hard not to miss him. I don't know enough about offensive line to know how much of it is Adam Stinovich and how much of it is the players. It would be hard not. James Campen is one of the best offensive line coaches in the league.
Right.
So it'd be hard not to miss him.
Talking with Ryan Wood, Green Bay Press Gazette and PackersNews.com here on the Wendy's Big Show. Keep it right there with coaching. Rob Reichel a little bit earlier today, just looking at some of the numbers, and you talked about where the defense has come and really gone from the first couple of weeks of the year where they were one of the more dominant units around. Could you possibly see, if this doesn't improve and say they're a one-and-done team at 12-4 or whatever it ends up being, that Matt LaFleur goes and gets his own guy to call the defense, or do you think that the issues we've seen the last few weeks are more just personnel?
It's a really good question. I have a hard time seeing it. As high as this organization is on Mike Pettine, I don't see him being on the hot seat. I don't think that is reality. Now, Here, two things I don't understand about this team. All right, maybe three, but we'll go with two. I don't understand how the offense gets demonstrably worse when they get Davante Adams back. That doesn't make any sense to me. Mm-hmm. And I don't understand how they can pump three free agent starters, including a pair of Pro Bowl talented pass rushers and two first round picks into the defense, and then to actually allow more yards. That doesn't make sense to me either. I don't know how that happens. So, and my guess is that Mike Pettine probably doesn't know how that happens either, or else it would be fixed. So it's not for lack of trying with this defense. They put, Brian Gutekunst put so many resources into this defense. It's remarkable. The third thing I don't get how both one and two are accurate, and this team is 8-3. That's pretty remarkable to me. I mean, they're giving up more yards than last year. The offense has gone backwards, and other than last week, they're still winning games. So it's pretty remarkable. The big picture, though, they're not going to be winning games if this continues. They have to play a lot better. Aaron Rodgers said that himself today. He said that it comes down to execution. I asked Aaron Rodgers, how much, when you watch the film, how much of that gap was legitimate? He's like, yeah, it was a 29-point gap, but to him, it was the execution. That if they execute better, he says on paper, he feels like they can beat anybody. It's just about executing better, and he feels like that's how you shrink the gap.
How much of that criticism you think he puts on himself, or is he just talking about the team overall?
I thought that the fumble on that first drive was like encapsulated Aaron Rodgers' season. He should have gone down way before that. That play was dead way before the fumble. He should have gone down. I mean, that the play was dead very early on in that snap.
He should. Why didn't he? Maybe threw it away first.
Well, yeah, something. Well, mm-hmm. Why didn't he? Because if you look at this offense, they have what, like two guys, and he's got to carry so much on his back because they just don't. They're not surrounded with a lot of talent in the skill areas, and. That to me was a quarterback that knows what he's got to do. And I don't care who you are, if there's any player that has to play over their head, that's what happens. And so is the quarterback playing well? No. By his own standards, there's no way you can say that the quarterback has played as well as he can, right? But to me, the bigger issue of the two is he's just not surrounded by very much at all. They've got to find more production. If they can't, find more production, they got to find more talent.
Yeah, I think, and that's the thing about it.
That's not till next year, though.
I'm going back to the Trevor Davis thing, and I mean, they're minus 11 on punt return. I mean, they'd be better off not putting anybody back there and just losing the field position. I mean, to me, seems like it's putting a lot of these coaches on notice that the assistants, something is going wrong there. We talked about the offensive line. You know, I looked at the secondary. That was not Kevin King's fault on the 61-yard touchdown. I looked at it 15 times. Both safeties, if you look at that play, both safeties are on the same side at the end of the play. That has never happened. And then as you saw both corners chasing on the same side, George Kittle. So, to me, it's going to put on notice that these assistants, they got to step their game up or they may make some changes.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, so to answer the question of how does this happen, they don't execute, right? I mean, it's the mental mistakes. It's the missed assignments that are the problem with this team right now in the offensive line blocking game, and the defensive explosive plays game. They've got the players. You don't get to 8-3. You don't start 7-1 without having the players. They've got the players to go out there. They can beat anybody. I mean, I think that they can. They match up against anyone. It's just how do they play? You know, there's having the players and then there's playing that way, and they haven't played that way, and that's an issue. I totally get. And I was erroneous in saying that Kevin King had one bad play. When we were talking Monday, you know, that wasn't on Kevin King at all. They were in quarters defense. He had the outside quarter. He turned the right way. He did his job, and it made him look bad doing that. But that's someone else that didn't do their job in that play.
Well, let me ask you this. How do they move forward here? I mean, they're going to go to New York. How do they feel better? Do they feel better about themselves if they beat the Giants? How does that work for them?
You know, it kind of reminds me in a way, and it's not quite this, because this is the NFL.
Right.
But back when I covered college football, you'd have these cupcake teams, right, that are literally they're only on the schedule to beat up on them and to feel better about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You look at the schedule, the New York Giants represent a cupcake team in the NFL.
It's the Chattanooga for Alabama.
Yeah, it's not that bad. So, I mean, they've got Saquon Barkley's pretty good. They've got professional players. But this is a team that they should beat up on. The Packers should beat up on this team. They should beat up on Washington. Shoot, they should beat up on the Bears. That defense against Mitch Trubisky at home,
mm-hmm.
that's a great opportunity to feel better about yourself. So, and I do believe that confidence plays a big part in this game. I mean, in this game, you've got to be confident. Going to San Francisco and getting your face knocked in 37-8 doesn't make you feel very confident. Doing that to some teams that are not on your level, that's a good way to recover some of that. So I think that's significant. I mean, they've got a soft schedule other than that's week 16 at Minnesota down the stretch, and if they're able to take advantage of that, that could help.
Talking with Ryan Wood, Green Bay Press Gazette and PackersNews.com for a couple more minutes here on the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Elsewhere on the offensive side of the football, Ryan, did it feel like to you that there were a couple of times this past week where you were waiting to see Aaron Jones get involved in the passing game and it was simply going to Jamal Williams? Does that feel like a scheme fit or just a coincidence of the game and how it played out this past weekend?
So I asked Matt LaFleur this question this morning, primarily because you guys asked me on Monday, and I was like, well, you know, let's see what the coach says. The idea this entire season was for Aaron Jones to be preserved for later in the year. Well, we're later in the year now, and at what point do the limitations get thrown off, and does he go out and be the primary back that he should be? And it sure didn't sound – I asked Matt LaFleur that, and it sure didn't sound like that was coming. He said potentially he could see a time when that does happen. But it does not sound like it's this week. He says right now it's going to be best for it to be a 1-2 punch with Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams. They've got to get Aaron Jones the ball. I mean, in the past three games, Aaron Jones has one catch, and that was in L.A. So the last two games, he has no catches. Before that, he had seven catches in two of the four games that Devontae Adams missed. The other two, he had four catches. But he was getting the ball a ton. He only has four targets the last three games. He had something like 25, 30 targets in four games when Devontae Adams was out. So, yeah, they got to throw him the ball. Like, you saw what he did. Against Kansas City, he caught 7 of 8 targets for 159 yards and 2 touchdowns. You saw what he could do. And since then, he has one catch for -1 yard. Throw him the ball.
Yeah, it's really just it's unacceptable if there's a lack of a better term for it. Ryan, enjoy the holiday. Enjoy the day tomorrow, and then we'll talk on Friday as we get ready for this game that should be all fun in New York, and it should just be a fun, lighthearted game where hopefully we can check in on 49ers and Ravens in the fourth quarter because it's about over. Enjoy the holiday tomorrow, man. We'll talk on Friday.
All right, happy Thanksgiving, guys. We'll see you.
All right, buddy.
That's Ryan Wood joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. You can follow him at @ByRyanWood on Twitter, Green Bay Press Gazette and PackersNews.com beat writer. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935. We'll hear our conversation.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.